On Wednesday, October 4th, nearly 500 people filled the Student Union Theater at the University of Connecticut to discuss bipartisanship in Washington, D.C. The speakers were two former Senate Majority Leaders, Tom Daschle, a Democrat of South Dakota, and Trent Lott, a Republican of Mississippi. The senators came to discuss the change in pace and attitudes seen in the Capitol over the years.
There are those who believe that they were sent to Washington to do one thing, to stand their ground. Not find common ground, but stand their ground.
Daschle says politicians believe they're at the Capitol to stand their ground and are less willing to work together.
We're going through, as Trent said, one of the most challenging, most polarized, most contentious times of all of our history. This is the most divided our country has been, the most polarized since the Civil War.
The former senator's visit comes just days after the largest mass shooting in U.S. history. In Las Vegas, Nevada, 59 people were killed, 489 were injured.
People say their hearts and thoughts and prayers go out to the victims and their families, but there's never going to be any action. I'm very troubled. I think the NRA is too powerful. I think they have way too much control over members of Congress on both sides of the aisle.
In his Monday address, President Donald Trump called the violence an act of pure evil, and the events have sparked wide controversy and debate over gun control and the interpretation of the Second Amendment.
I get in trouble in Mississippi because I always try to see if there's not a common sense solution here. I don't want to do the wrong thing, but I really think that some process to check backgrounds for your mental or criminal record makes sense.
UConn President Susan Herbs asked the senators what the debate would be like regarding gun control on the Congress floor.
Rather than just, you know, raising hell and you know, going after the guns, after this, the calmer, cooler heads, they would get together and see, are there some things we can do?
Lott says members of Congress are building conversation around common sense and bipartisan outcomes. An example is the 1994 federal assault weapons ban, which was made possible because of Republican and Democrat efforts.
We did pass some gun legislation in 1994.
Officially, it is titled Public Safety and Recreational Firearms Use Protection Act. The 10-year ban prohibits using assault weapons and large-capacity ammunition magazines.
In my state, there are a lot of NRA members, and that's a sole issue. If you vote wrong on that issue, they're against you. It doesn't matter what you're going to do on taxes, immigration, trade, defense.
Lott says in the aftermath of even the worst shooting in U.S. history, attempting to restrict or even take guns will result in nothing at all.
But if we turn it into immediate aftermath where take your guns, it won't go anywhere.
Both senators agreed that Republicans and Democrats need to work together to make legislation. However, those who cross party lines or across the aisle will receive peer pressure to stick within the party guidelines. Lott says it is important for Capitol members to understand when and when not to fight over issues for the good of the country.
It's not as important whether you're an R or a D as whether you're a C or D. It's important to know whether you're going to be a constructive or a destructive. He said, I just hope you'll be a constructive. Be a capital C.
Daschle added that politicians are leaving issues for future generations due to party politics.
People leave on Thursdays, they come back on Tuesdays, we try to run the country on Wednesday.
The event was titled Overcoming Our Broken Politics in Washington and Across America. It was organized as a part of the annual Edmund Fusco Contemporary Issues Forum. The forum provides the people of Storrs and Mansfield area opportunities to expand their views on important trending topics. Businesses and individuals provide sponsorship for the event. The Fusco family of New Haven, Connecticut created the forum in 2012 to celebrate their 90th year in business, as well as the 90th birthday of Edmund Fusco. For WHUS News, I am Connor Merchant.